Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Hoop Show. We do this show every Monday night at 8 p.m., where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And, of course, I am Gregory Crawford. I do three shows on a regular basis involving NWAC hoops, and I love the NWAC basketball. It is always a lot of fun, and great teams, great coaches, great student-athletes, and it's a pleasure to host this show each week. This is our third week of doing this show, and we're off to a rip-roaring start. Thank you, listeners, huge audiences for this. So thank you very much for that. And let's get going tonight by talking to Jeff Ryland, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Walla Walla Community College. Jeff, have you put the golf clubs away for the year yet?
You know, Greg, I have. I put the clubs away the first day of school every year. So I don't play again until my recruiting's done. So they're away for a while.
I can't blame you for that, but I know you and I both love golf, and it was quite a Ryder Cup, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great display of golf by both groups of players, but glad we were able to bring it home. So,
absolutely. Hey, Jeff, I usually like to ask one question at least of every coach tonight, and I was thinking today driving home from my one of 20 jobs, but that, you know, how many leagues really can you think of? There may be none in sports where to win a championship, an overall championship, there's basically 36 teams competing for it. It's pretty phenomenal, the NWAC, when you win a championship.
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's, you know, I can't remember, and there probably has been, but I can't remember in the last 10 or 15 years a bad men's basketball team in the NWAC. I mean, there's some teams that, you know, don't do as well as others, but, you know, on a given night, I don't think there's a team in the NWAC that can't beat you. I mean, it's a very difficult competition. There's a lot of great coaches in the NWAC, and it's just very, very tough competition. So I agree. I think it's very difficult to win a championship. It's hard to even get in the championship tournament. It's hard to get out of your league. So, the competition has increased, I think, and the parity has definitely gotten better. So, yeah, I agree. It's very difficult.
Jeff, we talked a little bit about this on the first program, but I want to bring it up again and kind of amplify on it. You're over in the eastern region, and you do have a lot of travel in that region. How do you prep young people for that, and do they get used to it pretty fast, or is it maybe being young help?
Well, you know, I don't know that traveling's ever easy. I mean, it's just one of those things, like if you're in a league where you have to do a lot of it, we do a lot of it in the non-league. I mean, you know, and we will have a couple of, you know, our longest trips are 3 to 3.5 hours here in the East region. And so for us, for Walla Walla, there's a few teams that have longer trips. We'll drive 5 hours and play on the same day just to get ourselves ready to do that in league, you know, even though it's a little bit further. But I don't think it's ever easy. I don't think kids ever really get used to it. I just think, you know, all we can do is the best we can in getting our guys ready to play when they get off that bus. And it's not an easy thing to do.
And, you know, the other part of it is, and we have people literally, Jeff, that listen to this program and are listening right now. We got a lot of people listening in Australia, which is great, that the weather here in the Pacific Northwest in the wintertime sometimes is not exactly ideal driving weather.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, and I know it can get dicey over there, but it gets really dicey over here. I mean, you can make that trip up to Treasure Valley and end up in the ditch real easy. So, you know, you got to go over Cabbage Hill and, you know, up the pass and up there through LeGrand. And I mean, there's some tough sledding there, and it can be tough up toward Wenatchee and Yakima and Big Bend and Spokane. You know, there's some definite weather in this region, so it's very, very difficult, and you've got to prepare for that as well.
We know it's October 3rd in most places today. How you feeling about your team right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I mean, obviously we've got a long way to go, and we've got to get better at some things, but you know, we're very good at the guard position this year. And that's a good place to start in the NWAC. You know, you've got to have extremely good guards to be competitive, and I really believe we do. We've got an outstanding shooting team. We've got a bunch of kids that play really hard. And our inside guys are coming around. I mean, we've got some decent size. We're not as skilled as we'd like to be in there right now, but you know, we're working on it. We're getting better, and I really like the makeup of our guys. And you know, the biggest thing is the guys really play hard, and that's what's got me most excited right now.
Yeah, and that's certainly, you don't see that in basketball at times, people playing hard and they pay the price. It's sort of an underrated part of the game.
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, I think it's gotten more and more difficult to get guys to play hard as time's gone on here, you know. You know, this year, you know, I was real picky about who we brought in here, and you know, one of the requirements was, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to bring anyone in that isn't going to play hard, and we've got a pretty good team, and I can't think of one guy on my team right now that does not play really hard. So, you know, we've gotten off to a pretty good start here. And, you know, of course, you know, the true colors come out when the playing time starts getting dished out and the, you know, some tough games come your way. But I really like our team. I like the attitude of our team, and definitely our kids are playing hard. So that's good.
Jeff, in conclusion, who is your opening game against?
We are playing the Fairchild Air Force Base right out of the chute here in Walla Walla. And, you know, I don't really know what to expect in that game. You know, and then we have our Warrior Classic, you know, the first week of December. So we're playing Gonzaga Club and Mount Hood in that tournament. So we'll see. You know, I mean, it's hard to tell with some of these teams. You know, here in the East region, it's hard to get home games. So, you know, we gotta scratch and claw to find some teams to come here and play. So hopefully we can find a way to make that a little bit better in the future.
Is it safe to say that that Fairchild game will be high flying?
I think it's safe to say that, Greg. I mean, I don't know what to expect. I mean, you know, it'll just be one of those things where they wanted to come down and play, and you know, we'd love to have them come down, and so we're going to see what happens. And you know, I know this, they're really good people, and you know, we're going to enjoy playing against them. So.
Well, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, Jeff, I'll leave you with this. A lot of people know this, some don't, that basketball season gets underway this weekend when Northwest Christian hosts Northwest Indian School on Friday and Saturday night. So it seems like we're always starting earlier and earlier every year.
Boy, that is amazing. I didn't even know that games were starting already. So that's amazing that teams are playing real games already. It's October 3rd. I mean, that's pretty early.
It very much is. Hey, great job getting us started off. The leadoff guy is always critical, and you do a fabulous job on this, Jeff. And we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
That's great, Greg, and thanks for doing this as always, and we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. I'm going to do it till I die, which I hope is not too soon. Thank you, Jeff Rhineland, head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College in Walla Walla, Washington. Now let's stick in the state of Washington and talk to Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington. And I can never be divided, Aaron, because my parents are from Raymond and Valley, but I'm a native Portlander, so we got both areas covered.
Yeah, that's not too far away. Thanks for having me on tonight, Greg.
You betcha. Thanks for being on always. You're great on this program, as are all the coaches. Hey, Aaron, how do you feel on October 3rd about your team?
Feel good. We'll get to know for sure pretty soon, less than a month away from our first scrimmage. But good right now. We've had a couple guys, a little bit of bumps and bruises early on, but just trying to get healthy and get some good practices in.
Conditioning always an important part of off season, and it's certainly as an important part once you start practice.
Yeah, it's super important. I mean, probably the most important thing this time of year, especially in September. And we really tried to rev that up, you know, in the last 2 years as we've started pressing a little bit more. So I know that we've pushed our guys really hard, and I'm grateful that, you know, all of them have been 100% in on it. So, yeah, things will get a little more detailed this month in October, but September is all about conditioning at South Puget Sound.
Aaron, talking about pressing, what is the key to a good press in basketball, in your expert opinion?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on what you're doing. Some teams are pressing to speed it up and turn you over, and some teams press more conservative, maybe to put the ball in a certain spot, and they don't take many chances, so I think either way you go in, you need to have great players, but you also got to have guys that aren't shy. Talking becomes so important in terms of flying around and trusting, you know, your four teammates that are on the floor with you. It's kind of like coverage in a football game. You just got to have loud guys that are willing to talk and run around with their hands up. So I think the communication is the most important thing.
Aaron, same question for you that I started off with, Jeff. It's a little mind-boggling to think that 36 teams can win an NWAC championship, but it is what it is, and it's pretty phenomenal to win one of those.
Yeah. Obviously, I haven't had one yet, so I couldn't speak on championship experience, but I think getting out of your region is where you start, and really you just focus on being in your top four and getting to the dance. And, you know, the tournament format's been changing, but, you know, playoffs are still the playoffs. You just got to focus on getting in. And then from there, you know, you're just a few games away, and it's a one game at a time mentality. But it's a big accomplishment to get in, and obviously unbelievable if you can win that whole thing or even get to the Final Four.
And obviously as well, there's nothing like playoffs in sports. It's just changes the dynamic from the regular season. The intensity level goes up. Everybody's fired up, from fans to referees to players to coaches. It's pretty incredible to get into those playoffs no matter what sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was our first year in since I've been here in my third year, and they had changed the format, so we actually went out on the road, and we played the regional round out in Spokane, and we were excited, and we wanted to make it special for our guys, so we did it big, and we put our guys in the Davenport Hotel downtown, and just an unbelievable trip, and obviously you're focused on the game, but the drive out there, you're feeling great about what you've done, and it's just a really, really exciting time for players and coaches.
Aaron, in conclusion, you mentioned staying healthy, critical on any team. I've always felt that personally, as much as I've followed sports and been around it and heavily involved, that injuries are an excuse. Some people say you can't use them as an excuse. You lose critical players. you're not going to do as well. But what's another big key Puget Sound getting a lot of W's this year?
Yeah, a big thing for us, I think, is just going to be how fast our freshmen can grow up. If they can be playing like sophomores, you know, come January and February, that's really all that matters. We've got some nice sophomores in our group, no doubt, but we really need a couple of freshmen to step up and be big-time players right away. So, you know, we'll use our non-conference schedule to travel a lot and figure that out and find out who those guys are. And it'll be a process, but, you know, for us, we've got great sophomores, but only a few of them. So it'll be kind of figuring out who we can roll out there on the floor and which guys can grow up the fastest.
Great job tonight, Aaron. Per usual, we'll talk to you again next Monday night, and have a great week.
Thanks for having me on, Greg. Appreciate you.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's basketball coach, South Puget Sound Community College. Now let's swing up a little bit north of there and talk to the legendary, Jeremy Eggers, men's basketball coach at Bellevue Community College. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing really good. And right now, as I ask the coaches, I'm going to ask you the same couple questions. October 3rd, how you feeling about your Bellevue College team for 16-17 right at this moment?
I like my guys. We've got a bunch of them right now. We've only got two guys back from last year, one guy that started for us and another guy that was off the bench. We're starting slow this year. We're only going 3 days a week and doing a lot of conditioning stuff. Just it's a long season. Burnout happens. I used to like the old start third Monday of October, and we're kind of sticking with that before we start going full speed. So, but I got a fun group, and I'm really excited about them. We're not very big, so we're going to have to play a little faster, make some good decisions, shoot the ball, basketball with our guards, but I think we've got the tools to do that.
Jeremy, in your words, in your expertise, off-season, you certainly want to get some downtime, but at the same time, I would imagine it's so important for players not to have to get into shape, but come into camp in shape.
Oh, it's definitely important. It doesn't happen very often, unfortunately, at our level, I don't think. So that's why we start slow, kind of build into it, and really work, you know, like I said, 3 days a week with just, you know, a lot of game speed rep stuff that we do. When we are in the gym, we want to go hard, and we want to go at game speed as much as possible. I know I talked a lot about that last week, but I can't emphasize enough of just game reps, game speed, to get them back into shape sooner than later. And we traditionally are playing some of our better basketball at the end of the year, which is the most important. So starting slow sometimes isn't the worst thing, as long as we're doing it the right way and we're getting the guys in the right shape and right conditioning.
You know, also amplify a little bit on what is the difference, if there is a big difference, between being in shape and being in game shape for a basketball player?
I think it's huge because, you know, you can run cross country and, you know, run miles and miles and miles. It's totally different conditioning than spurts and the quickness that you have playing basketball. And that's why, again, every drill we do, we want to try to do it game speed. To get them as much simulation as we possibly can with that, because you can run lines and you can run long distance and all that kind of stuff, but it's just different if it's not in a game.
And is the old adage that if you're tired, you're not going to shoot that basketball very well. No legs. That certainly... no legs in any sport's important, but basketball, it's really paramount.
Well, not just shooting, but, I mean, mental fatigue and start making, you know, mistakes and start skipping out on the little things you got to do when you get tired. I mean, that's why it's just so important that you get yourself in the game shape as soon as you can, and then, you know, keeping that, you know, maintaining that shape throughout the year you know, with one or two games a week. You know, you really got to, again, I hate oversaying it, but game reps, game speed stuff that, you know, we really try to focus on in our practices.
Jeremy, as a successful basketball coach that you are, do you kind of break up the season and where you want to be in segments? Do you look at it that way? And I know you said you like to be playing your best basketball like everybody else at the end of the year, but do you say this is where we want to be on, say, December 15th, January 15th, March 1st? Do you do it like that?
Not so much. I mean, I think Coach Ryland talked about it last week, and maybe it's the first week. We want to play the toughest schedule we can possible in the preseason. And to me, it's about, you know, are we getting better every day? Are we getting better? Are we getting better drill to drill? Are we getting better day to day? Because, you know, I don't know if you can really measure, because like you said earlier, injuries and sickness and that kind of stuff kicks in, it's going to change where you thought you wanted to be or thought you would be. So to me, it's with the group that's there each day, whether someone's sick or hurt, are we getting better? And to me, it just kind of has taken care of itself in the win-loss column when we've looked at things that way.
In closing, you've been around the NWAC a long time, and you're going to be around a lot longer. Your thoughts on 36 teams, it's phenomenal to win an NWAC title when 36 teams have a shot at it.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've been fortunate to get to the championship game. Your next guest beat us in my third year at BC, but we got there and had a great game, great matchup with them. But Freeman was a little too much for us back then, and we've been to the semifinals a number of times. I love the fact that the format has changed a couple different times over the years. I like the change. I like change. I like the new format. I'm excited about it. I thought last year was kind of nice, new, different. I understand the pros and cons of it, but I'm excited about this year's, and there's no doubt about it. There's, like Riley said, there's no bad team, and that's honestly – Greg, why I love coaching in the NWAC as much as I do is because as a coach, you got to prepare your guys every day because you can get beat by anybody, any day, anywhere. And I love that challenge as a coach. You got to get them ready in practice, and they got to go do it in the game. And if you don't, you're going to lose. It doesn't matter who you play.
Thanks for being a great part of this program, Jeremy, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week, please.
You too, Greg. Thank you very much for doing this.
My pleasure. That's Jeremy Eggers, the head men's coach at Bellevue College in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Now let's swing down to my home state, the state of Oregon, and talk to Cliff Wagner in the beautiful city of Oregon City where Clackamas Community College is located. And as I always say, if you can't find Clackamas Community College, don't go. And Cliff, 41 years in the game of basketball, and you love it.
I truly do, and I'm looking forward to this season very much. We've been starting to work out with our kids very early, but we really like our group. We like their energy. We like their attitudes, and we think we're going to have a decent competitive team again at Clackamas.
Cliff, by the way, thank you for putting this program together. I'm really enjoying it. And a big part of it in your suggestion. And we have a big listenership, Cliff. And like tonight, I can tell you we have people listening in 9 different countries and a huge listenership. That's pretty cool to use a quirky expression.
Well, it is. And, you know, that's a credit to you and the job you've done in organizing this and your character and personality, and I know you're going to appreciate what I did this weekend, but I flew down to San Francisco because I had to be in the stadium to hear Vin Scully's final game, and that was such a treat, a great, great announcer, and a man who's been so inspirational and influential in my life for going back to 1959 when I started listening to him, so that was a real thrill, and all the love there, and it was a great tribute to sportsmanship and love and baseball. And to be there in the stadium yesterday with my associate head coach, Brian Stamm, was just priceless.
Cliff, no air conditioning, growing up in Selwood, up in the upstairs, summer nights, black and white transistor radio. You know, was it KFI? Yes, KFI. Listening to Jerry Doggett and Vin Scully, Union Oil, Farmer John's. I grew up with Vin Scully. Incredible.
Yes, and you and I appreciate history, and Vin Scully really is history. I mean, he is truly living history. So what a great experience that was, and check off for my bucket list.
And, you know, Cliff, the interesting part is phenomenal on golf and football, not only baseball, but golf and football. He was tremendous when he did Southern California basketball games filling in. The guy, he's the greatest sportscaster of all time. There's no second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. He's the greatest.
I'm inclined to agree with you, a true Renaissance man of the profession.
Speaking of great, Cliff, you've won NWAC championships. You've won region champions. Pretty phenomenal league to win a championship in. And you know, do you feel like this year's teams can get there to that championship once you get going and playing a little bit?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, the coaching and the prep they get over the course of the season. And I know in this program there are four coaches who are very, very outstanding coaches and know what needs to be done, and they're going to drive their teams to get there. And I hope we're going to be one of them too. But the NWAC is incredibly competitive, 35 teams, and with virtually every school, it's the flagship showcase sport of the school, and everybody puts a lot of emphasis on men's basketball in the NWAC. And to get to the tournament is a difficult. I mean, we've had a great stretch, but it's been a struggle. It's been a war every year in the southern region to get one of those top four spots. And, you know, it's that way in the other regions, too. I know it's very competitive. And I do agree that any NWAC team can beat another NWAC team on any given night. But to get to the tournament is such a great thrill. We've gotten there a number of times. We've done well a number of times. We've been in six Final Fours. We've won it three times. One year when we won it, it was incredible. We had to beat Highline and Walla Walla and Bellevue on back-to-back-to-back nights, the champions from the West, the East, and the North. I mean, where do you have to do that at any level of sports? And all those teams, they had great teams, not good teams. Those were all great teams that year. And that was such a thrill. And anytime you can get there, it's a thrill. And that's what we start out battling for. And this is the early time when we start to get, you know, things cranking, actually, with putting the pieces together toward that journey that we're fighting for.
Cliff, I've been in Candlestick Park a few times, and in closing, let's go back to the greatest sportscaster of all time. I know you won't mind. What was the reception like? Bitter rivals, the Giants and Dodgers. But what was it like for the Giant fans to send Vin Scully off in his final broadcast?
Well, I think every single person in that stadium that loved baseball has probably followed Vin Scully over the years. So there was so much affection there. Vin Scully actually started out as a Giants fan early in his life, for many years was a Giants fan until he got the job as the Dodger broadcaster. So there was so much love and appreciation. The Giant Network let him broadcast the third inning, so I got to listen to him for an inning on the radio, and that was just a fabulous joy again to be taken there. And there was so much appreciation. There was he told Willie Mays that he was his favorite player ever. There was it was tearful moments really throughout the day. And Vin Scully, on top of his greatness, is just the most incredibly humble, genuinely sincere, wonderful man that has never said a bad word about anyone, nor has anyone ever uttered a bad word about him, to my knowledge.
Great job tonight. Thanks for talking about Vin Scully, about basketball and everything else, Bliff. And we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks so much, and I hope to see you Wednesday at NoHo's for lunch.
Absolutely. We'll be at the sports lunch. You betcha. Thanks for mentioning that. The great NoHo's sports lunch this Wednesday, 4637 Northeast Fremont in Portland. Everyone is welcome, even all you Australian listeners. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make all your free throws.